The sermon for this day is taken from our offertory psalm, Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and give me a steady, a new spirit. Bienvenidos. Buenos días. Good morning. I guess I'm saying welcome to you, and I guess it should be the other way around. I feel very much at home between my Lutherans in Cleveland, Ohio, and your Lutherans here. Though many of them are Spanish, we still have the same custom of sitting in the back. The name that I have, Carl Heimer, would kind of make you wonder how I'm in Spanish ministry and how come a Cuban is named Carl Heimer. I think I'm predestined to that name. My father, being Swedish, decided to change his name to Philip Carl Heimer a long time ago, and I'm the only pastoral candidate in my whole family. So I feel that it's specially given to me that God chose that name so that I can open the way to the Hispanics in the Missouri Synod, to the Garcias and the Lopez's to come. So if you would consider it a destiny that my name is Carl Heimer, though I'm from Cuba. I'm kind of a missionary in reverse. Instead of sending me out to Cuba, I came from Cuba to the United States. So God kind of prepared me over there to come over here. Now that may humble you a little bit. Well, we could stand a little bit of that ourselves. Most goals of missionary sermons are addressed to, here am I, send me. And I am accustomed of preaching many times of that subject, to send us over there or around to our neighborhood. But I think the very important topic that I have chosen for us to speak today in a very limited time, I understand, that we have here to deal with, here am I, care for me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Our synod and congregations are full of people that sing, here am I, send me, every Sunday. Yet I find that in some cases I have approached them and asked them to deal with the Spanish ministry, to help us use the building. And all of a sudden the feeling of here am I, send me kind of gets lost as idle singing. So therefore I find that many times we need to deal with our people in the very basic things rather than getting them all high and hyper about going out and being sent. We ought to deal with the very vital concern of creating a new and right spirit within them. And we can't do it unless we first start with ourselves. We know that our human nature is not accustomed to anything foreign. We know the difficulty that we have with our own race, much less the black race and the Hispanic culture. We can see the evidence around us even today of the lack of Hispanic faces, of the lack of black faces, to really point to our basic human nature and say, we need to create within ourselves a new and right spirit within us. Many times it's a very simple thing called our tongue that gives us difficulties in our being able to go out and reach to somebody else. And we must learn to deal with that. Many times in my own ministry, I go out and spend a lot of time on one individual and get to the congregation where I find that a slip of the tongue will get rid of all the amount of time that I've spent in trying to nourish and bring that one individual to church so that he can be educated in God's word. We know that our tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks deceitfully with our mouth. And this comes from Jeremiah 9:8. Our time is short, and we have to deal with ourselves and our human nature, and we need to recreate within ourselves that new and right spirit so that we can be able to really be true missionaries and go outside of ourselves and bring people to Jesus Christ. There is a young person in my congregation who has cancer. And she is aware of the limited time that she has. And she's constantly volunteering. Although she has a lot of pain in her body, in her system, she doesn't use this as an excuse for not going to church or for not getting involved in the ministry. But she gets right in there and says, I've got to get this done before it's time. Well, many of us have a cancer within us. It's called sin. And we have to deal with that sin, because that sin limits our time. It keeps us from being able to be effective as Christians. Today, we have a message of forgiveness. It says in the first part of the psalm, Oh God, you're so kind, be merciful to me. Your love is so great, wipe out my wrong. Wash me thoroughly from my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. Our Hispanic people need to learn this. You see many times in the televisions and many pictures of people on their knees, bloodying it up to try to get to some particular place where there's some saint that was seen in a vision. And the evidence of guilt is there, of the work righteousness is there. And they need to learn this being forgiven through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I thank God for the message that we learn through Christ in our church. But we have things that are in our way, and we stress many other things rather than the gospel. Learn what the scripture says today, that we need to create and renew a right spirit within us so that we can truly reach out to those people who are different from us and bring them to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of his Holy Spirit be with us always. La paz que sobrepuja todo entendimiento, guarde nuestros corazones en Cristo Jesús. Amén.